We have a special announcement for you today. Just one. On Thursday, March 31st, it's not this Thursday. On Thursday, March 31st, it will be the anniversary mass for Father Mark Violette at 8:30 a.m. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We speak to you today on Palm Sunday at the very beginning of the ceremony, as you know, so that it is perfectly clear to everyone exactly what we are doing here. What is taking place. What this is all about. So, God is infinitely perfect, and He is eternal, and He knows all things, and He never changes. If He were to change, it would imply that would mean that He is imperfect. So God never changes. And He knows everything that He has created. And He planned to create everything that He has made from all eternity. Every single tiny detail. He made everything perfect. Everything is just as He planned. So first He made the angels, and He planned to make the angels and men, and He did all of these things for His own glory. Everything is for the glory of God. And it is all centered around His incarnation. That's why all things exist. The incarnation of the Son of God. So He made angels and men, and He planned to bring us to heaven. So He gave us a share in His own life. And this is how He planned to do this. Knowing that we would fall, He would become one of us. And He would live our life. And then He would take on all of our sins. And then He would die on the cross. And by this act of reparation, by His love, by His death, He would repair the damage that we have done. And He would give us the sacraments, and He would so join us to Himself that we would be one. And then He would return to heaven and bring us with Him. This was His plan. And we see that everything is just as He wanted it to be from day one. Because all of the Old Testament points to everything that has happened, especially His incarnation, His passion and death. Throughout the Old Testament, we see it is prefigured, is foretold, and so many events And one other thing which is very closely related to it, and that is his eternal passion and death. The holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so after the angels, what's the first thing that he did? Light. In view of the light of the world. Christ. Christ says, I'm the light of the world. So the first thing God makes in view of the incarnation is light. And that this light of the world would rise every morning in the east. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, our light would rise. And it would give us life. And so we see right in the middle of the Garden of Paradise, the beginning of creation, Tree of Life, which received all of its power and its strength from the true Tree of Life, the cross, which comes down to us from the true sacrifice, the eternal sacrifice in heaven, comes down on our altar and gives us life. And so you see in this liturgy for today, same thing. The Liturgy of the Palms. It is a second, or we can say a first Mass in symbol. Today you're going to attend two Masses. First, there's the Mass of the Palms in preparation for the sacrifice of the cross. And this liturgy, which is a true symbol of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Palms, it begins with an introit, a collect, an epistle, a reading from the Old Testament. Then it has a gradual. These are all like the Mass. And then it has the Gospel. The reading from the Old Testament talks about the cross or the symbol of it. It talks about the Eucharist in symbol. And then it talks about the palms. And the Gospel tells us the exact thing that we are doing here today. The event that we are reenacting is explained to us in the Gospel. And this Mass of the Palms continues right up to the distribution of the palms, which is Holy Communion. And then we have the procession, in which we proclaim Christ as our King. And so this is a true liturgy, a true Mass, not the same, but our first Mass today. It is an act of faith, an act of hope, and an act of love. It is the past, it reproduces the past for us. It is present for us right now, what took place 2,000 years ago. And it looks forward to the future. So it is an act of faith in the past and what is taking place now and what we look forward to. And it is an act of hope and love in the same. What do we look forward to in this Mass? Not only this week this Holy Week, you remember, relives the last week of Christ's life. Remember that? So today is Palm Sunday, and that's what took place 1 week exactly before his resurrection. And so we look forward to the rest of this week. First of all, the anniversary of the institution of the Eucharist. Clearly, we look forward to that. And then his passion and death. That's what we have today. His time in the tomb. His resurrection. It tells us of his resurrection because we proclaim him our risen King. And then, because he, when he is proclaimed King, he processes into the holy city, Jerusalem. That is heaven. So looks forward to the end of the world, to the ascension. And we are here with him, aren't we? End of time. We will all be with him at the end of time because we are one with him. And we are going to heaven with him to see the eternal liturgy. So you see, this liturgy of the palms prepares us for all of these things. The actual redemption, especially, which takes place here today. The representation, the bringing down from heaven of the passion and death of Christ and our joining him in Holy Communion. Because, you see, this eternal act is, despite what all of these ignorant scientists tell us, so many of them, this is the center of the universe. Right here, the Mass. Because it is the purpose of creation. The incarnation, the redemption, and especially the Mass, because it is the eternal act of Christ. This is the essence of our heaven, brethren. Heaven is the Mass. And we are one with it, aren't we? We are one with Christ. We are part of his body. This is why we experience the glory in heaven. Do not let the angels and saints that are all around us today outsing you. Make sure you proclaim Christ as your King and beg him today to become truly our King, to rule over you. Not to let you ever depart from him, to rule over you at every moment. How foolish the world is. Even so-called Christians who do not understand that this event in the life of Christ, he prepared it himself. He told the apostles exactly what to do so that he could be proclaimed King of the world. How foolish people are when they do not understand that he wants to be proclaimed by the world as our King at every moment. Pray to him, brethren, that he would not leave you for a second, and ask him, because this is part of our prayer, yours and mine. Ask him to make his presence felt in you. This is not a miracle that we are asking for. It is true prayer. This is what is expected of us, because we have a body and a soul. And he wants us to feel his presence. Heaven is brought down in this chapel every morning, but especially on this day, he is brought down, the Son of God, as our King. And we receive the graces that he gives to all of his subjects. We can ask him on this day especially for favors, because here we are before his throne. This is heaven. This is the Garden of Paradise. Here is the Tree of Life. Here is the eternal sacrifice. There aren't many sacrifices, there's one. And that's here in the Garden of Paradise. There are many other things we have to tell you, but we cannot say them now. Just remember that this liturgy takes place here and now, and it is eternal. We are one with it. And God bless you.